I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. A committee of the Atlanta City Council is set to debate a proposed ordinance today that would reform the cash bond system for poor defendants. GPB's Taylor Gant reports it has the support of Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms.
In September, Sean Ramsey, a homeless man, was arrested for holding a handwritten sign asking motorists for help. The AJC reports that Ramsey couldn't pay the $200 bond and spent 70 days in jail until an advocacy group filed a petition for his release. That's the kind of thing Mayor Lance Bottoms is pushing to change. The new proposal would eliminate the use of cash bail for defendants accused of low-level offenses like panhandling or disorderly conduct. The City Council committee will hear the proposal today, although changes in the plan are expected before the ordinance is finalized. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Atlanta Public Schools is adding a little extra time to each school day in order to make up for cancellations due to bad weather. According to the Marietta Daily Journal, the district will add 30 minutes to the end of each day starting next week until March 30th. Under the new clock, elementary schools will release at 3 p.m., high schools will release at 4, and middle schools will release at 4:35. The district gathered feedback from parents and principals, students and staff before making the decision. Since the beginning of the school year, 7 days have been canceled because of inclement weather. Some Georgia lawmakers want elections to return back to paper ballots. Republican House Representative Scott Turner of Holly Springs is sponsoring a bill to buy equipment that would scan in hand-bubbled ballots. Currently, Georgia's 27,000 touchscreen voting systems leave no paper record of how people voted. The city of Conyers did a test run of paper ballots in November that ran smoothly. Those who are opposed say a paper voting system would cost well over $100 million. The Atlanta Hawks are starting to see some results from their improved play. Dennis Schroeder scored 20 points. Torian Prince broke out of a slump with 17. And Kent Bazemore did a stellar job defensively, leading the Hawks past the Utah Jazz 104-90 last night. Atlanta is 14-32, which is still one of the league's worst records. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.